Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about all the reasons why your startup isn't your baby and why you shouldn't say your startup is your baby or think it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Now, this is something that's kind of one of your pet peeves, right? Heaton, if you talk to a founder and they think or say that their startup is like their baby, it usually pisses you off.
Yeah. I mean, the other day, I'm working with an engineer, a new engineer, and he was like, I'm birthing this thing. And that also was probably pissed me off even more. But, you know, this engineer doesn't have any kids. So I don't think he really understands what that looks like or feels like. I've had to, and I was in the room when the kids were birthed, or whatever you want to call it, both times. And yeah, I have a visceral reaction. One of them is like, with your kids, you have no choice. Like, unless you're really, really an unreal human being, you have no choice but to deal with them. They're your kids. Like, there's exceptions, but they're very rare where someone will, you know, not deal with their kids. Obviously, if you give your kid away for adoption, all that, whole different story. But like, in the context of this, it's like, startups die. Like, they just die. They die, and it's your fault. Kids generally die, and things like that happen, but it's not your fault. Also, with the kids, like, you have an attachment. It is part of you. I mean, it's your DNA to a great extent. This kid would not exist without you. A startup is much different. It's a business. It's not anything else at the end of the day. And I feel like people create a false sense of attachment when they say, this is my baby.
All right. So I'll play devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
Not because I disagree with you, just because it's going to be fun. So I would argue that a lot of people think about a startup as like a baby because it is a potentially useful metaphor, right? You came up with the idea of the company, and you probably didn't do it by yourself. There were other people involved in creating it, hence why the co-founders are thought as the parents, and why we often talk about the founder DNA being something culturally that you can sense and feel in the company. In the beginning, obviously, it's all there is, but even later, as the company scales and grows, many, many other humans work on it. The starting DNA point made a huge imprint that probably will stay with the company forever. So you're starting something from nothing. Today, there was no name, no product, no service, no customers, no nothing. And tomorrow, you have created something. And as humans, the first thing we've ever created, the main creation that we've been involved with probably on a biological level, is creating other human beings, copying ourselves, right? And creating businesses is a much more modern form of creation, a more commercial form of creation, but is a form of creation. And then I do think that even with a baby, yeah, I mean, you could say that, you know, when it's your child, you have to deal with it, and you'll have to deal with it for your whole life. But a child, to a certain degree, it is yours, and it has your DNA, and you're really responsible for it, just like your company. But it eventually grows up and becomes its own human being with its own needs, and it becomes more than just a copy of you. And you know, there are more people involved in they say it takes a village to raise a child. There are more people involved than just you to influence who that child becomes. And that's, again, a very similar metaphor to how a lot of people would think about a business. Don't you think that as a metaphor, it kind of fits really well, and that's probably why people use it?
I mean, look how long it took you to explain it. Like, it took you forever to explain that. And, you know, I know you were doing it to play devil's advocate, and that's great. I just don't agree. It's not biological. It's mechanical.
That's true.
Right? It's mechanical. Majority of business is not creative. I don't mean to say it can't be creative. I don't mean to say it shouldn't be creative, but it's not creative. But none of that still goes to biology, right? And this living, breathing, speaking, opinionated thing that's not a combination of a lot of other things. So a child is not a combination of people, of multiple people's work, and they get to have ownership over that. I don't have ownership over my kids, but I definitely have ownership over my companies. I have equity in them. It is an embodiment of me, just like a child would be. But it is not something I can't change. You know, like, a child is hard to change. a child's personality, for example. Like, it takes a lot of work to change a child's personality. I don't recommend people try to do that, right? And with a startup, it's like you're actually trying to kill it all the time, realistically, because there are a lot of these other startups that are out there that are trying to kill you or take away your customers or, you know, be better than you at something. And that, to me, like, I don't want to feel like, here's what it boils down to me. I don't want to feel like my startup is so precious, I can't kill it. And if I think of it as a child, or a baby, I'm going to think it's so precious, I can't kill it.
And I love it.
That's really what it boils down to. And thank you for the devil's advocate, because that's really helpful in getting to that precise like thing, which is like, dude, the startup can die. The startup will die. The startup should be treated as if it's going to die. Because that's